The airspace around DCA is so complex. You have the Pentagon, the White House, the Mall, the U.S. Capitol, all within close proximity. You've got the heliports that are all around the area. You've got Anacostia Bowling. The airspace is so difficult. And here you had the Black Hawk helicopter flying at night, night vision goggles. Flying at night is so difficult. It's almost as difficult as flying on instruments. Probably, I would say, it's at that level. And you also have transmission issues. The Black Hawk helicopter was told to take evasive action to avoid the regional jet. But the equipment that they use in airplanes, it's older equipment. And the microphone from the helicopter was keyed on. The Black Hawk never heard the instructions. They never were aware of how close they were until the last few seconds. Another point that came up, the Black Hawk's GPS-based ADS-B transmission system was deliberately turned off because the pilots did not want to be tracked. This was a check ride. It was not an actual emergency where they would be flying high-value passengers such as the president or vice president. There's now a law that's been introduced in Congress under Ted Cruz of Texas to make sure that ADS-B transmission systems are turned on because it gives pilots so much more information. And then there's a contractor who testified. He evaluated the DC operations and revealed that a 2022 evaluation of the airport safety compliance, the airport was so far out of compliance on more than 33 items, they stopped the audit. And then the facility was identifying where they were out of compliance and where they need to improve. There's a lot to unpack here.
There is so much to unpack. And when you lay it out like that, you really see that it wasn't just one thing that led to this crash. It was an uncountable number of things. There is no way that every topic can be covered in this three-day hearing process by the National Transportation Safety Board. But just in this three-day process, we are learning so much. As far as the FAA, it was questioned today during the hearings. What do we know about the criticism that the FAA has come under during this investigative process?
The FAA, and it's not too fine a point to put on it, has been getting barbecued at this hearing. The investigators highlighted warnings the FAA received about problems beforehand, years beforehand. There was a story several months ago that there were thousands of near misses at DCA in 2017, 2018, 2019. And then afterwards, Nick, and this is what's so frustrating, there were 21 bureaucratic steps the tower had to take to make a change regarding the airspace. And the FAA, rather than making the changes, transferred the managers out of the tower instead of acknowledging that they had been warned. So basically telling them, you know, if you talk too much, you're going to get sent out to Siberia somewhere. And Jennifer Hamadeh said a good point. She said, what you did is you transferred people out instead of taking ownership over the fact that everybody in the FAA in the tower was saying there was a problem. Are you kidding me? 67 people are dead. How do you explain it? I think that sort of sums it up. And you said correctly, there were 7, 8, 9, 10 things that all piled one on top of the other on top of the other on this. This will be an accident that will be investigated and studied and reviewed for years to come, and it'll be one that will point to possibly is changing a lot of things about aviation. It is a turning point type of an accident.